Hey y'all, this is the unedited, uncensored, full version of YouTube Rumble update for August 14th, 2025. These over here, if you haven't already seen them yet, these are the more lengthened version. These are the ones that do not have any kind of information excluded. Okay? Yes. A couple of the podcasts or the recordings you have on the, see on the page, if you have them on a separate different tabs. Yes, I've had some in the past where they're not quite unedited, uncensored, because they were the copies of a converted MPEG-4 to an MPEG-3. So whatever you have in the past on YouTube, you have them on here. So this is the first uncensored, unedited, lengthened version. So far, the update that's going to be on here is going to be mainly about Sydney Sweeney and the new fucking censorship on the internet that they're having on the new digital IDs. So far, I mean, I'm just testing right now. I'm testing in an MP3 format because I've had a lot of computer problems. HP fucked me over. No, I shouldn't say HP didn't fuck me over. The staff over at HP fucked me over. So this is the first recording I'm doing on a phone because I have no computer. Until I get them fixed. So this is going to be a test. This is probably going to be cut in half. Anyways, without doing the boring long run-on. Sydney Sweeney has been nothing but the past media whore for the past 2 weeks, going on three. She's been the center of attention. Now all of a sudden she's doing phone sex. Now, unfortunately, Fox News Channel is having a field day with it. I mean, we're talking having a full fucking field day with it. Because they're getting ratings, they're getting all this shit being done. And they just frankly don't give a shit who they discourage. The only thing they're giving a shit about is advertising the Nazism. I do not advocate Hitler's past, but the media itself is getting pretty much fucking pathetic. They're making me want, they make me admire Hitler's edge. Not his past, his edge. Because the commercial has not, the American Eagle commercial has nothing to do with Nazism. It has everything to do with, unfortunately, Sydney Sweeney putting her breasts on camera. So while I'm testing this recording, if you see multiple ones today, you're going to get the lengthened one on each one. But in any case, you get my point. They are doing nothing but a media grab. Because all they're really doing is pretty much giving us so much publicity that they really don't know what the hell to do with themselves. I mean, it's getting to the point where, oh, well, somebody just farted wrong. And if you can tell, I'm giving it a good sense of humor. Somebody could fart wrong and they'll blame someone for it. Putin could fart wrong. He'll get blamed for something. I mean, the man is sitting there defending Russia and Zelensky's getting paid to destroy him. Because he doesn't want to let go of the communistic control. But it's really kind of stupid and funny on how they put a, American Eagle puts a commercial on. And I know I'm going to sound like I'm bouncing all over the place, but this is just the way my mind works because of the sense of humor and the context. They're running so, they don't know where the hell to go with any kind of content. They put a whore on screen. They show her breasts on screen. She looks, lets the camera go down on it, and then goes up, and then she starts laughing. What kind of morals does that show to the younger generation in a teenager area? I mean, seriously. It doesn't give any kind of morality to the scenario. Because all you're really doing is indoctrinating children into thinking, oh, I can't get anywhere without showing my tits off. Showing my breasts off. So when it comes down to doing the right decision, I'm sorry. I don't apologize for saying that Sydney Sweeney is hardly the poster child for consequence. I mean, she's hardly the poster child for morality with the younger teenagers. I mean, if you really look at it, walking around half-nude is not the actual way of life. I am no prude, okay? Yes, I'm a totally 100% straight guy. Yes, I'll have a hot body. But guess what? You don't need to prance publicly just because Fox News Channel wants publicity and you don't know what the hell to do with yourself. I mean, it gets to the point where it's like, really? You're actually encouraging this shit while censoring YouTube? I mean, come on already. Seriously. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. That is not quite a role model for teenagers, but I mean, I really want to give it a sense of humor, but on the other half, when you are abusing overweight people, now I know this is going to sound like a very different approach than YouTube, okay? When you start insulting every person who has a weight problem, you're not only insulting one, you're insulting everyone while encouraging and indoctrinating teenagers. So when you are putting that public image, you really should have the shit beat out of you by the people who have a weight problem because you're insulting them. And I'm actually fully advocating people who have a weight problem to beat the shit out of her. And other people like her. Because the Kardashians, I mean, shit, you can sit there and debate the Kardashians are public sex offenders too. They're actually unregistered sex offenders. And I mean, if you take a look at all of them, every actor who goes out half naked is a unregistered public sex offender because they don't give a shit. But that's what I'm basically encouraging. Sydney Sweeney and everyone like her, she really got the shit beat out of them by a person has a weight problem, because that is no way. I mean, shit, like I said before on YouTube and on Rumble, if they haven't been deleted yet, they're willing to censor the mainstream, they're willing to censor the internet on account of the kids, but yet they won't fucking censor Sydney Sweeney. And what hasn't been said on YouTube and Rumble yet because of the time restriction, they have niggers through the Super Bowl encouraging and blatantly saying it publicly, we like them young. Now, how is that non-censorable? I mean, seriously, how is that non-censorable? I mean, shit. You got a couple of niggers on stage. No offense to the good blacks out there. There are the unseen minority of the good blacks out there who got their heads screwed on, right? They know what they're doing in life. They're polite. They can coexist with each other. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the niggers in society who are liberals who are destroying real estate, creating crime. Those are the ones who I'm saying, okay? You don't censor them, but yet you're censoring the internet. Fucking really? I mean, seriously. You're not censoring the mainstream media, but yet you're censoring the internet. And by the way, you fucking economy idiots who think you're doing something. Let's put it this way. You're not accomplishing anything. Because all you're going to do is make yourself go bankrupt. But of course, the totalitarian, self-serving totalitarian assholes don't realize that because they're more worried about power. They're not like me, who's a non-self-serving totalitarian who wants to take control of a corrupt government and make things better for the minority of the good. But these self-serving totalitarians are assholes. They're just plain fucking stupid. I mean, shit. I mean, you can take a look at any of them. Oh, we have to do this and we have to do that. Yeah, that's the same shit script line you've been saying for the past 35 years. I mean, how many more fucking times are you going to say it without actually, well, shall we say, Getting to reality. So when it comes down to the reality of it, I mean, shit. You really think you're impressing me? I don't know. There's just some people out in public that are just plain fucking idiots. I mean, they're real fucking idiots. But of course, you got the Cindy Sweeney whore who's sitting there distracting everyone from the COVID-19 virus. And she's just sitting there in her glory because now she's got this satanic ego going. And she could care less about everyone else. And it's a real fucking scary thing. Because now she's in her glory and she could give a shit a lot less. Why? Because she's getting paid for it. And now you have this internet censorship shit going on. And all the assholes are going, oh, she has a hot body, hot body. Oh, yeah. You ever actually unwrap her? She's ugly. It's not the fact that I'm hating anyone. But of course, the liberals are going to say that. The liberals are going to say, oh, you just hate her. You just hate her. Enough with the hate shit. The only ones who hate anyone are the fucking liberals and the Democrats hating everyone who doesn't think the same way they do. Well, we all have a right to an opinion. No. You don't have a right to an opinion when you are a liberal and a Democrat putting your mental illness on the population of people who have good mental health. You do not have the right to freedom of speech and expression in the media. That's what progressive, non-self-serving totalitarianism is. It is taking out the human rights of the corrupt. So now, you're not censoring Sydney. She's given a new promotional blowjob to a guy who's giving her next, now current, phone sex operator. And she's laughing over it because now all of a sudden she is a gun rights activist, quote unquote. Really? Seriously? You're a gun rights activist? Okay. Okay, Sydney. Does that actually mean that considering what's going on in the government right now, you're advocating shooting cops for the sake of the self-defense, and you're advocating the Black Lives Matter being shot, and you are condoning all blacks and all whites who are committing crime. You're advocating that them getting shot by people who are committing self-defense. Because as we all know, three people got the shit beat out of them in the past 2 weeks. So yeah, I was a 50-50. Me personally, I was a 50-50. I'm against guns, and I'm also for them in a matter of self-preservation. I don't want to touch the gun. You give it to me, put it in the other room. I'll put it in a rag and I'll throw it somewhere. Don't want to touch it. But now, no. I had nothing less than a sword off. I don't give a shit. Non-licensed, not registration, no registration, not even legal. Why? Because the government brought in 23 million criminals, and they don't care who gets the shit beat out of them. So now, bodies start dropping. Hey, Greg Gutfeld and Tyrus and everyone else at Fox News, you want something gory? We'll give you something gory. Like my grandfather, my mother's father once said, you want something to cry? We'll give you something to cry about. We'll start shooting criminals who enter our home unlawfully, without our permission, and we'll bury the bodies. That's just the way it works. It's a matter of self-preservation. It's self-preservation. So, when it comes down to all that shit, hey, self-preservation. You don't like it, Mr. Donald. Shut the border off. You don't like it, you fucking cops? Shut the border off. Don't just stand there and pose like you did during the fucking George Floyd shit. When everyone was asking for answers and you just sat there posing. We can always make you answer us by putting a gun to your head. And I do not say that with fear. I say that with assertion. I'm trying to think of the word. So come on, assholes. Put your brains together. Don't just sit there and go into the media and just sit there and do your thing and all of a sudden, oh, shit, we got a new killing. Yeah, because you let it be done. It isn't the fact that you wanted to eliminate it. You wanted it to be done. Why did you want it to be done? Because you're getting publicity over it. But meantime, okay, meantime, I advocate like what was done already done before on Rumble and on YouTube. I advocate the shooting of media reporters. Why? Because they're loving the attention. Hannity and Sarah fucking Carter, who advocate human trafficking, went on one night and they caught three people. You're not taking it seriously. Yeah, I know. I'm not taking you seriously because you don't have any proof. Oh, we got kids with their heads cut off, but our producers won't let us show it to you. No, I'm going to make this one exception. Show it to us so there's proof, and you're going to prove that those kids came from there. That's all we need, just one picture. We don't advocate the group. We don't advocate the death. We want to advocate the proof of what's going on. Because you slandering Putin because Zelensky, or shall we say, according to the media, Vladimir Zelensky, however they spell it. The fucking media came and spelled the bastard's name right. I mean, they're sitting there advertising all this shit. Putin farts wrong. Oh, it's his fault. Zelensky just dropped the $1 bill because he had too many hundreds coming from Biden. Oh, it's Putin's fault. Please. And this AI shit where they're trying to make AI blame everyone for a crime that the blacks are committing. Now you got telemarketers all over the place because now the U.S. government wants a photo ID from you so India can steal your identity, take your phone number, and harass you over the phone because some asshole claims that you downloaded malware. So they can hack all of your medical records, call you and say, oh, we need to change your appointment. Please. Who do you think you're fucking kidding? But of course, Sydney Sweeney thinks that she's the center of attention. Let me just tell you something. I advocate everyone to get together, and if you know what's good for you, meaning in a sentimental way, you want your human rights, start fighting for them. Or just sit there on YouTube and complain about how bad you have it. Yes, a lot of people have it bad because, yes, there are some of us who do our finances and our income over the internet. That's all well and good. But don't just sit there and bitch on YouTube and all of a sudden YouTube starts flip-flopping their words. Oh, it's only going to be one time. Then why is it, though, if it's only one time, then why is it the fact that Sydney Sweeney shows her breasts everywhere and doesn't get marked as a sex offender, and yet we're gonna go everywhere putting our ID in front of everywhere, showing that we're over 18. But meantime, politicians are raping the poor kids underneath the Pentagon and the White House. The media don't want to say that because Tyrus and Greg fucking Gutfeld don't want to advertise that because Greg fucking Gutfeld wants to advertise the guy with the prosthetics in Canada. Canada's not a bad place. They just got a predator up there. And Greg Gutfeld is having a field day advertising his own pedophilia. So yes, he is advertising his own pedophilia while Tyrus is acting like the voice of reason, when he himself is no less of a criminal than Greg Gutfeld is, because both of them advocated 9 million people to die by the COVID-19 shot. Because they advocated Fauci and Bill Gates for a year. So when it comes down to the hardcore reality of it, yes, someone should beat the shit out of Sydney Sweeney. Know what it's, give her a chance to know what it's like to be get the shit kicked out of you by some who you insulted. Okay, who you insulted? You think you're center of attention because you showed your breasts on live TV. But yet, the government doesn't want a sense of that. So everyone on YouTube, go to the Capitol. Get everyone together physically, go to the Capitol, and do an insurrection like no one has ever seen. make it second to Guy Fawkes Day when the parliament was really blown up. Okay? Make it that way. Make the government scared of you. You shouldn't be scared of the government. Use your guns as a matter of self-defense. Defend the kids that are under 19. Don't let them be indoctrinated. Don't sit there and lose everything because Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, and Fauci, and BlackRock don't want everyone to own anything. Okay? Don't let them take control because that's what they are, a self-serving totalitarian. All of a sudden, all the power, we're never going to go over to communism. Yeah, well, what the fuck do you think you have now? We're saving the kids. Good, then stop raping them underneath the White House. Simple common sense. Very much common sense. So, it's all coming down to what you are willing to give up. It's not the fact of what you are letting them giving up. It is, wait, I'm going to rephrase that because I just did not come out right. It is the fact of what you are letting them take from you. It's not the fact of what they want. That came out wrong again. Okay. This is what you get when you're doing unedited. It is not the fact of what they are stealing from you. It is the fact of what you are letting them take away from you. That's what I meant to say. So, what I didn't get to say on Rumble and YouTube is that, unfortunately, you got the majority, 75% of the country is all asshole. 25% of it is good. But if you let them do what they want to you, you deserve everything you get, unfortunately. You deserve everything you get if you let them take it away from you. Because it's a sin that everyone should have to live under total control, under the wrong reasons. Even Australia, I hope all of you kick ass. I hope all of you in England kick ass. I love both of you as a country. I admire all Europeans who are educated. Start fighting for your human rights. I'm a humanitarian. I'm not a bad guy. Just because I'm anti-American doesn't make me the bad guy. I'm against corruption and I'm against idiots. I'm not against good people. So everyone get together, come together, and start fighting for what is yours. Just like they did in V for Vendetta, the movie. It's a documentary about the real Guy Fawkes Day. The real one. Not the liberal edited version. The real one where the parliament was blown up. They've been celebrating it for the past 500 years. England broke their curfew during the COVID shit. The bioweapon. Enough of this lockdown. We're not doing anything wrong. We're not committing any illegal acts. Good on them for doing it. But anyone who's for the Sydney Sweeney is no less against a sex offender. Because that's all she is. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be constructing a letter, an email, to American Eagle. Advertising what I'm doing on here. And I'm going to make her go public and say, "Them and threaten my life." Good. You're paying attention to something else other than your egotistical self. So all she is a satanic narcissist. She doesn't give a shit about anyone else other than herself. Just like Russell Brand said. She doesn't give a shit about anyone else except herself. Unfortunately. So far, my first unedited thing went good. Even though we had a slight hookup. And even though I had a slight mistake before. But no big deal. Anyways, I hope all of you have a wonderful, good, awesome week. I'm going to come out with my next one next week. And I really honestly do hope that a lot of these channel hosts really start talking to their fan base, because this is BS. Oh, yeah, write me a comment. Tell me what you think. Meantime, half of them don't even look at their comments. So I'm going to do something within this week and next week to make them pay attention. And it's not going to be done diplomatically. Hope you, all of you, have an awesome week. And I will talk to you later. If I forget something, I'll upload it on this part too. But other than that, everyone, go out, enjoy yourselves, have a field day. Tell Fox News, if you don't start telling the truth, we're all going to shoot you. That's what I advocate. Everyone, have an awesome week. I'll see you guys later.